BeMe31F, writing this because it's cheaper than therapy and maybe someone out there will get it. Met him when I was 18. Freshman orientation, he was the awkward guy with messy hair and a sarcastic smile. I was the loud one with too much eyeliner and not enough sense. We got stuck in the same group project. He did 90% of the work. I took credit during presentation. He just laughed it off. You're welcome, by the way. For what? Passing your first semester. That became our joke for years. He was the type who'd quietly fix things. Broken printer, bad mood, friendship falling apart. Didn't matter. He always had some quiet solution. I didn't think much of it. He was just there, like gravity. We started hanging out constantly. Study sessions, cafeteria lunches, movie nights. He'd bring snacks, I'd bring chaos. Everyone assumed we were dating. I laughed it off. He's like my brother. He smiled, but not with his eyes. I didn't notice back then. Or maybe I did and pretended not to. Freshman to sophomore year, he was my go-to person. Breakups, meltdowns, bad grades, he was there. I once called him crying because I failed a class. He drove across town with pizza and said, "Congrats, now you're officially a college student." Made me laugh so hard, I forgot to cry. He dated a girl briefly sophomore year, quiet art major, didn't last. He said she was great, but not it. Didn't know what it meant then. Now I do, junior year, he confessed, drunk at a house party, everyone gone except us and some empty red cups. He looked nervous, really nervous. You ever think about us? I laughed. Because that's what I do when I panic. You mean as friends? He looked away, said, "Yeah, never mind." He left early. Next day we pretended it didn't happen. We were good at pretending senior year. Everything changed. I started dating some charming guy from my psychology class. Tall, smooth, dressed like he was auditioning for a cologne ad. He didn't like my friend, said, "He's obviously into you." I said, "He's not, he was, and I knew it." Graduation came. My boyfriend dumped me 2 weeks before, said he needed someone less complicated. Classic line. My friend stayed up with me all night while I cried, didn't try to fix it, just sat there quietly. That was his thing. He didn't rescue you, he just refused to leave. He moved back home after college. I stayed in the city for a marketing job. We promised to stay in touch. We did, for a while. Texts, random memes, occasional calls. Then life happened, new jobs, new people, new distractions. Couple years later, I moved apartments. Asked him to help, he said yes without hesitation. 6-hour drive, showed up with coffee and that same gray hoodie. Spent the weekend lifting boxes and teasing me about my taste in decor. When we were done, we just sat on the floor eating takeout. I remember him saying, "You ever think we made a mistake?" "About what?" "About never trying." I froze, laughed it off again. "You're just tired," he smiled. "Yeah, probably." He left next morning before I woke up. Didn't text for weeks after that. Eventually, we fell back into contact. Not as close as before, but still there. I started dating again. Guys who were fun, but hollow. One cheated, one ghosted, one made me feel invisible. Each time I'd text my friend, he'd reply instantly. Never judged, just said, "You deserve better." Funny thing is, he was better all along. When I turned 27, we met up for drinks. Felt like old times. He looked older, though, calmer, confident, like he'd finally figured out who he was. We talked for hours. He said he was seeing someone. My chest tightened, but I smiled. "She lucky?" "Yeah, I think so." Didn't sleep that night, just scrolled through our old messages for hours like an idiot. Months later, he invited me to his birthday. First time I met her, she was sweet, quiet, artistic, the kind of woman who notices the little things. She laughed at his dumb jokes. He looked at her the way I always wish someone would look at me. It was brutal. I smiled through all of it, helped serve cake, made small talk. When I left, he hugged me like always. But this time, I knew he smelled like someone else's home now. Over the next year, we talked less. He was busy, she was around, made sense. I started seeing another guy, charming, rich, emotionally unavailable, great combo. When he dumped me, I didn't even cry, just sat in silence and realized the only person I wanted to talk to was the one person I couldn't. Then came the engagement post, Facebook, smiling photo, ring glinting in sunlight. Hundreds of likes. My stomach dropped, I typed, "Congratulations!" Deleted it, typed again. Sent it anyway. He replied with a simple heart emoji. That tiny digital heart felt like a full stop. Didn't go to the wedding, told people I was busy. Truth was, I couldn't watch him choose forever with someone else. Even though he deserved it, especially because he deserved it, life moved on. For him, at least, I got promoted, moved again, dated people who didn't fit, started therapy, learned buzzwords like attachment style and emotional unavailability. Didn't change the fact that every guy I met felt temporary. Because deep down, part of me was still waiting for someone who'd stopped waiting for me years ago. Fast forward. Last year, mutual friend invited us both to a wedding. I almost said no, showed up anyway. He was there, older now, beard, wedding ring, looked happy. She was there too, pregnant, glowing, perfect. They looked like peace personified. I smiled, waved, avoided them all night. Near the end, he caught me outside smoking again. Still a bad habit? Still better than crying in public? He laughed. God, that laugh. He said, "I'm glad you're here." I said, "You look happy?" "I am." There was silence after that. Not awkward, just final. He glanced at my cigarette. "You'll quit one day." "Yeah, when it stops hurting." He gave me that same sad smile. "It will." And that was it. He walked back in. I watched him go, didn't cry until I got to my car. Months later, mutual friend sent me photos of their baby. He looked so proud. She looked exhausted but happy. And me? I looked at the photo and realized that's the family I could have had. If I'd just stopped being scared of ruining what we already had. People romanticize the one that got away. But no one talks about how it feels when you realize you were the reason they got away. I spent years keeping him safe in the friend zone, thinking I was protecting something special, but I wasn't saving it. I was suffocating it, starving it slowly until there was nothing left to save. He used to text me every night. Now I get Christmas cards. He used to be the first person I called when something good happened. Now I draft texts and never send them. I still have that book he gave me at graduation. The note inside? For when you figure out what you want. It hits different now because I finally figured it out. And it's too late. Friendzone isn't cute. It's not harmless. It's a slow erosion of someone's hope. Every time you say, "You're like family," you chip away at their heart until they stop hoping at all. I thought I was being kind. Didn't realize kindness without clarity is cruelty. He found someone who didn't make him guess, didn't make him wait, didn't need him to prove his worth over years of emotional labor. She saw him and said, "You're it." And that was enough. Now I'm the one scrolling through old messages, rereading conversations that used to make me laugh, trying to convince myself that being good friends was better than nothing. But nothing is all I have now. Be me. 31F. finally understanding that love doesn't always explode. Sometimes it just fades quietly while you're busy looking somewhere else. He was never my almost. He was my should have been. And I'll be spending the rest of my life living with the difference.